It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
What if you go into work every single day and one of your coworkers is openly racist? What's your next move? That's coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Here we go.
Can you help me?
The more we do OPP, the more people want to get on with their issues. It's other people's problems. It's kind of our group therapy session. And I want to say good morning to Josie because you just got proposed to, right?
Yes, I did, which sounds wonderful, but it's something that it happened way too quickly.
Okay.
Oh, did you say no?
No, I got swept away in the moment. It was in front of people at a restaurant. All eyes were upon us, and I was so nervous, and now I'm just spoken.
So we call that a regretful yes. So you said it because you felt like that's what he wanted to say, and then, like, instantly you were like, what did I just do?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm really scared. I do honestly care about him. I really do love him, and I can see us getting married. I just didn't see it happening like that so fast, and now I'm... Oh, God.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be fast. You're just engaged,
yeah,
right?
There are a lot of people that have long engagements.
I don't think he's the man that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
I mean, what do you do here? All right, so you say yes in front of all these people. I'm sure it got thrown up on everybody's Instagram page and everything. And now you want out. So, like, your thought is, how do I let this guy down easy?
Yeah, it's disgusting right now. My guts are in an uproar. I don't know what to do. It seems so sweet and romantic, and now it's, oh my God, what do I do?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's stop right now and see if anyone's been through something like this or if you'd have a piece of advice.
Okay.
Because I don't know how I'd handle this. I hate disappointing people.
I agree with you. And I think that it is, like, that's one of the most ultimate rock and a hard place spots to be in, because you love somebody, but maybe you in your being are not ready to take that next step. But you were right. You could have a long engagement. She could say yes, but it sounds like he's not her person. So I don't know why you've been with him for so long, knowing that the end game was not marriage.
Hello, Ahmed. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, man. I appreciate you hollering at us. What would be your move here if you, let's say you get down on a knee, you say, will you marry me? Or better yet, you get proposed to, and you're like, yes. And then 36 hours later, you're like, oh God, I made a mistake. How would you handle it?
Just sit down and talk. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But you're going to break their heart.
That's okay, and I'll break her heart, not break her heart later on.
Yep.
I'd rather sit down and talk and, you know, lay everything on the table and say, this is what we need to do, you know, instead of like, oh, well, I don't want to do it.
I think as a female, it would hurt my heart so much more if someone just lied to me, you know, if they were like, and then...
It's the same thing for a guy, too, you know, if a female says, oh, well, yes, but I don't see, like, you know, I want to spend the rest of my life.
Are you windsurfing right now?
What is it?
Are you windsurfing right now?
No, I'm actually going to work.
Okay. You have all the windows down?
I'm going to be honest. Normally, guys don't call for topics like this unless they have a relationship to the topic. Has this ever happened to you before?
Yep. Well, that happened to me. You know, I proposed and I said, hey, you know we both from different religions. But I want to do it, like, you know, get married underneath my religion. It's not going to be in the court. We're just going to be, you know, together, you know. And I actually got a long text message and say, you know, I was talking to my mom and my grandma, and I don't think I'm going to spend the rest of my life with
you. She did it with a text message?
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh.
And a couple weeks later, we moved in into our apartment. Eventually, she agreed. You know, I talked to her. You know, we sit down and talked to her. And she agreed to, you know, get married underneath my religion.
Okay. So are you married right now?
No.
You're waiting to get married. Oh, you're separated now.
No, we said. Yeah.
So you proposed. She said yes. She talked to mom and grandma. Then she said no. Then you moved in together. And now you're separated.
Yep. Yep.
Holy cow, what a roller coaster, man. Well, hang in there. I'm sure there's someone right for you out there. I appreciate you sharing your story. And boy, let's find you a lady, okay?
Why not?
All right, brother. Have a great morning. I appreciate you chiming in. That was a crazy story.
OPP this morning talked to Josie a few seconds ago, and long story short, she got proposed to, which is an amazing situation. It was at a restaurant in front of a bunch of people. They clapped. Everything's great. And moments later, she was like, after she said yes, she's like, oh,
well,
this might be a mistake.
It wasn't just that. It was the fact that she said to us that she can't see herself with this guy. So isn't that what humans are all about? Like, I don't think people just date to date. Well, especially females do not date just to hang out. Like, we are vetting you and we are seeing who is going to be a great baby daddy hubby.
It's the ultimate in human nature. You want a companion. You want to procreate. Most people do, right? It's genetically embedded in us to continue to pass down our genes and hopefully to a stronger species.
You know I say, I mean? Cut it off, Josie, right now, and he'll heal. It's worse if you just keep leaving people on that string, you know?
You might be right. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Good.
Good. First thoughts on this. What would you do?
I mean, everybody gets overwhelmed and scared sometimes by the commitment aspect of the engagement and the wedding. And like you guys said, like, you can be engaged for a long time.
There's two answers you can give when you get proposed to. Well, right. Three, technically. You can say yes, you can say no, and you can say, I think we need to talk about this a little bit more. But if you say no or talk about it a little bit more, he's crushed.
Yeah.
If you say yes, everyone's happy, and most of us are people pleasers, and you want to make somebody else happy, right? Mm-hmm. That's where I find the
problem. I would say it would do damage if you said, let's talk about this more. If you can see yourself marrying someone, say yes. And then go home and say, I don't want to get married this year. I think we need a little bit more time. But at least you gave them a yes. But don't you think that let's go home and talk about it will do some damage? I think that'll be like, oh, all the planning.
Is that what you would do, Casey? You would go back and talk about it later?
I mean, I would totally do that. I mean, it depends, I guess, on where they're at in their relationship and how their relationship flows, if they're open in communication. But
yeah,
that's definitely what I would do because, like you said, dragging it on, like, more harm. And why would you do that to yourself?
Right.
Good enough. Hey, thanks for chiming in this morning. We really appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. So this was a viral headline today, and it made me think of, like, this kid will never, ever forget waking up to a panicked mom at school. This woman shows up to get her kid after school, notices her 7-year-old is nowhere to be found.
Where's Junior? They was like, he's coming. We're calling for him. So at this point, I'm like, I need to go find him. I noticed that you can see his backpack and his lunchbox still sitting on the desk. So I was like, he got to be in this class. He's 7 years old. So it was very scary. It was nothing to take 2 seconds to clear that classroom.
So he was just sleeping in the back?
Yeah. So he's at his desk and they open the door. And if you were just scanning the classroom as a teacher, you got the hustle and bustle of the kids leaving at the end of the day and he scanned the room, you wouldn't have seen him because how do you fall asleep in those conditions? You know, you have loud kids. You have
a long day. These kids are little. They're tired.
But he just is slumped over. It looks like a coat just draped over a chair. Oh. Like maybe this kid's coming back, but it was the child. But I'm like, he'll never forget that.
So teacher up and leaves, locks the door behind her. And the kid's like, I can't get out. So I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah. He was sleeping that whole time.
Oh, he didn't even know he got locked in there.
Uh-uh. Oh. So the mom's like, where is he? Everyone's panicking. And so the school's trying to figure out how that happened.
Core memory for that 7-year-old for the rest of his life.
Do you have one from school? I remember when I thought about this kid, I'm like, I remember a story and I'll never forget it. This girl named Teresa, she had ringlets, you know, curly hair. And I remember we had track after school. This is sixth grade. And we had track after school. And there was the, is it shot put that has the sand pit or whatever? Or
well, it's long jump. Oh, you're talking, a lot of shot put areas will have the sand pit, right?
Okay, whatever. Yeah. There was a sand pit and she was standing in it. And I don't know what was happening, but she started sinking into it. And then before I know it, she was up to her mid-thigh. I'm like, how deep is this sand pit? No joke. And I remember thinking, at that point, this is how she's going to die. None of us helped her.
Just
none of
watched.
None of us offered an arm or a twig of a branch of a tree or anything to save her life. We were just watching her sink down. And she got up to like right below her belly button and it stopped. But I remember at that point, I was like, I'm about to watch my classmate die. I would have just watched her ringlets get sucked into the sand. And it was a weird moment. Like, kids shouldn't die like this.
That would be the worst. That'd be worse than drowning, is dying in quicksand. I don't have a core memory like that, but the one that sticks out, we talked about this the other day when people are puking in school.
Yeah.
Those are core memories. But the biggest one, when you said, hey, think of a memory from school that stands out and that is locked into your head. When I was in eighth grade, we had biology. And most schools have like a science room where you've got those black slate tables.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You got the Bunsen burners on there and everything, or the gas comes through it or whatever. It was right before Christmas break. And in the back of our classroom, we had an aquarium. And somebody said, I dare you to eat one of those minnows. And we had just like minnows in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that'll cost you. And so all of my idiot friends got $8 together and they put it on the table. So I grabbed in there. And I ate a fish. I just swallowed
the
minnow.
How was that the first thing you said, not just no?
I was $8. I don't have a job. You know what I mean? And so here's why it became a core memory. It wasn't that I made the $8, but you know what happens when something like this is, and I guess I've maybe kind of always been this kid, but you kind of wait for the crowd to gather. You get a small crowd and you want to perform for them. So I held the minnow, dropped it down. Like you see in the movies, and I ate the minnow. Well, as I'm holding it like that, our teacher comes in the door, and he's watching it there. He's watching, what's this crowd doing? And he can see me, you know, like a carnival barker going, watch, here I go. And he looked at me and he goes, how much did you get for that? And I go, $8. And he pulls out his wallet and he goes, I'll give you 20 to eat another one. I go, you're on, Mr. Faust. I grabbed another one. I go, first, you got to put the money down on the table. So he comes in there. There's a thing of 20 kids standing around.
Yeah, step right up.
This guy puts his $20 bill on the table. I grab another one, plopped it down. $28.
Shameless.
2 minutes.
Two lives lost. Do you ever think of that?
They're minnows.
Two lives lost. They were alive and then they were dead.
Bingo! How fun!
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo, what bingo?
Bingo!
Maybe you're somebody listening who...
who got food poisoning already this year. So in the last 90 days or so, you got food poisoning already. This guy getting roasted on TikTok because he... and it's so funny when you're the one that posts the video and then you end up getting roasted. But he went to Little Caesars and he orders this huge... so they do half... cheese sticks, half pizza.
Yeah, I've seen those commercials.
And then he got like four huge things of garlic butter and he claimed that he was sick. But the thing is, he ate most of everything.
Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You can keep your napkin though. I'll give you your money back. You don't have to record me. I know what I said.
I came in here to... am I allowed... can I say...
it's all gone and you've got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got sick.
Oh, gone. Am I allowed to talk or...
wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, right?
Yeah.
Even your pizza knows you're a liar.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
He is a big...
why are we recording everything? Couldn't if he just walked into Little Caesars and went, I got sick from your pizza. Can I? And what did he want? More pizza or money back?
I don't know. If I ever found out like a guy I was interested in did something like that, I would be so embarrassed. That would be it.
And how do you know it was that pizza or those garlic sticks that got you sick? You didn't eat anything else?
He didn't sound too sick. He didn't sound too sick. But you got food poisoning already since January 1st.
I'm looking for anyone listening who married someone from another country.
Okay.
And then you brought them over here and now your residence here. Like you married somebody and then made them an American.
That is quite an effort, by the way. There's a lot of hoops to jump through.
My friends, Christina, you know her, and Aaron, she's British. And then they lived in Dubai and they lived all over in the Middle East and Far East. And now they're kind of, you know, staking claim here and raising their kids here.
Yeah.
And it's always an interesting thing because of just different cultural things or whatever. So who's going to get the bingo this morning, Kat or myself?
JJ.
Hey! Oh. Hey, all right. So first off, where is your spouse from?
My husband's from Belgium.
Okay. And so he brought all of his waffles here. How
there's like only two Belgium jokes that we can think of.
And chocolate and waffles. How long did the process take? And how expensive was it? And did you have to get a sponsor for him?
So we did kind of a 90-day fiancé situation where he came over on a fiancé visa. The total process was like three years, kind of back and forth with immigration and things like that. But now we've been married for 10. And yes, the unlimited chocolate and waffles is a great perk.
That is not true.
How about friends and family he had back in Belgium? Do they think about coming to America for a better life, or is it a pretty good life there?
I mean, his friends all kind of live their own life already. His mom actually just recently got her green card, so she's going to split time between Belgium and here. So that's been a good thing, too. Well,
JJ almost just made it sound like it was a third world country. It is a very nice place to live. It's beautiful
there. Yeah. It really, really is beautiful.
As you guys are, you know, doing pillow talk, what does he miss about Belgium?
Oh, probably his family the most. You know, his parents are older, and, you know, I think he's worried that he's missing out on some things, and they're getting to miss out on, you know, our kids and seeing our kids grow up and things like that. So,
what's his biggest gripe about the U.S.? Mm. Like, what's one thing that he's like, God, I just want to go back to the Big B?
I think just the politics.
Yeah. Okay. How do they do
it's
things
just
over
not
there?
His thing. They have a king still.
Okay.
So, and he's, you know, he's not used to, and I guess they're a socialist country.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot different of a structure.
Yeah.
Is that what stopped you from moving there, or was that never a question?
I don't think it was ever a question. It was always going to be him coming here. So now he's a citizen and he's stuck with me. So
nice. That's a good
stuck
problem.
With you. That's a great way to put it. I mean, you're just, you know, liberating women everywhere going, hey, now that I got you here, you're stuck under my regime.
That's right.
I'd love to wave that K-1 visa right over his head. You better clean this house, boy.
I would leave it on the nightstand and be like, you're not getting anything until, how about going over there? Do you guys revisit often?
You know, we're not able to as much. We went several years ago when our oldest was one. He's 8 now, but it's really expensive for us to kind of all go together.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that we want to save up and make sure that we do in the future. So
would you just have to pay for flights? Would they have accommodations for you if you stayed with family over there?
Oh, yeah, we stay with, like, his dad has extra space in his house and things like that, extra vehicle, all that kind of stuff. But it's not exactly cheap to travel in Belgium either, so it's definitely an investment.
Hit me with a free.
Money, win.
It's a $2,000 Tuesday, and who's going to get all that dough? I sure hope it's Elisa.
Woo, girl, are you ready to play today? Like, not give weird answers?
I am ready. I have very strong feelings about this contest, but I am ready to play.
Elaborate.
I am just, it's very hard, and it's been going on for a very long time. I just really want someone to win this money. Hopefully it's me.
Yeah, hopefully it's you. You're right.
We've only been going on for 70 days.
It's a difficult contest, and that's why I love people like you that are like, I'm going to win this. Let's go. So I think the biggest decision that we've got to get taken care of right away is, who gives you a better chance at winning $2,000 right now, Elisa, Kat, or myself?
I'm going with JJ.
All right.
Okay, good.
Simple enough. I'll escort myself out of the studio, and I'll come right back and try and match up my answers with yours. And Kat's going to lead you to 5 different words. You know how this works. You've been listening along. Let's finally win. You ready?
Ready.
Ready to go. Okay. Waiting for him to move. He's going.
Hey, Kat.
Yeah. What's up?
I really like your backsplash.
Oh, my God. I love my backsplash, too. Isn't it nice? Like, I did not.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Like, in my mind, you envision things around your house, and you're like, is it going to work? And then, yeah, they did a killer job. So thank you for that. Okay, so are you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, I'm going to start your timer. I'm going to give you one word. You give me the first word that comes to your mind. We're going to start with the word tax.
Rebate.
Urine.
Sample.
Laser.
Peg.
Taco.
Tuesday.
And Donald.
Ugh, Trump.
Okay, all right, perfect. Come on in. Could have said Donald Duck. Could have said Donald Duck.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, don't say anything else. He's here.
All right, there's two things that I gathered by watching from outside. Number one, Kat was smiling a lot, so either these are so far off the wall answers, or we've got an amazing chance.
No, we were talking about my backsplash.
Oh, fair enough.
Just keying like two sisters here.
And,
okay.
And it went relatively quick, and so that would make me think that these answers should be top of the mind.
She's kind of a pro at this game.
Really?
So not even a moment to think.
For $2,000, let's go.
All right. What do I even start with? I'm going to start with the last one that I gave you because I'm sure he might say what you're going to say.
I'm sure he might.
I'm sure. I'm 60% sure he might. Donald.
Trump.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's good. No, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So I said you could have said Donald Duck, which I thought you were going to because you don't like to be political. So.
In an election year, I mean, it's just top of mind right okay. now. All right, one for one on our way to $2,000 for Elisa.
Laser.
So my first thought was beam, but I hear Kat talking about laser hair treatment all the time.
Laser.
I'm going to go laser beam. Is that not it? Oh.
She said tag. Laser tag.
Oh, laser you got kids.
You lost it for you. She's so silent right now. She's so upset. Next one is taco.
I would say taco truck.
She said Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Duh. Urine.
P.
She said sample.
Oh, God.
God. Epic fail. Last one is tax.
Tax season.
She said rebate.
Jeez.
I don't know who's in the wrong. I don't know.
I think her answers were better today.
Her answers were, yeah, logical.
How are your feelings about this contest now, Elisa?
Even worse.
Even worse.
Even worse.
Great.
Right.
Great to have you on the show. You're always the best. Way to press
I'm sure we'll talk
positive.
To you again to play again.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I hope so.
Will this make
you... thank you, guys. This
yeah,
was fun.
If you get through again, will you go with Kat just because you and I failed so bad?
I actually would. Yes, I would.
Wednesday morning during our live show, we're going to give you $3,000 cash. And how about some sweet concert tickets to check out Bad Bunny at the Target Center next weekend? It's going to be a big show Wednesday morning if you can join us live. In the meantime, we should wrap up the podcast. Here we go. We'd like to be able to assure you is some anonymity. And so if you don't want to give your name, let us know. If you need voice change, let us know. And that's why we bring on Max this morning. And let's talk about your coworker, bud.
I work with this lady, and unfortunately, I have to be around her. And she litters off a lot of racial slurs. And I don't know if she knows that I hear her. Actually, no, she does know I hear her because fact is, she told me that if I ever told HR that she will quote unquote end me.
Oh my God!
If, you know, I
Jesus.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's bad enough to hear somebody, you know, be racist.
Yeah.
But then again, especially they want to turn that on to you. Obviously, they got a lot of hate in their heart.
But you know what it is to so say sure that? Does she have something on
yeah,
you?
Yeah. What does she have on you that she could end you with? I'm very curious about that part.
That me too. You know, it's you know, sometimes when you're you know doing things and no one's looking. I don't live a life where I'm really doing that. I mean, what did I might have taken too much food from the office. Kitchen yeah. or something. I don't take people's sandwiches or anything. So it's kind of hard to say. You know,
kind of a mobster thing to yeah. say.
Like, yeah,
I'll
right?
end you.
It's. I mean, so okay. So you yeah. got a coworker. She's openly racist, and she's already told you if you say anything, she's going to end you.
If
so.
You have nothing to be afraid yeah. of, I would just be all in because she's obviously making you uncomfortable, probably saying this in front of other people, and you don't want to be on that side of history. You know, you want to make sure that you do what's right for you and your coworkers. So why be around that?
No kidding. I mean,
the threat alone is enough. You know? She threatened you.
I just hope, maybe I should just invite the HR person to just come have a snack with me while she's littering up.
Oh, good looking out.
I don't know.
And hey, I want to put you on hold for a second. How would you handle this, Kat? Like, if you were working with somebody and they were clearly racist and they didn't care that you knew, what do you do? I mean, you want to be an advocate for equality here, right?
So I used to work with this old white guy a long time ago, and he would say just the grossest stuff, you know, not only racist, but like sexual stuff and demeaning stuff about females. And I would just ignore him and walk away, like literally mid conversation, get up and walk away. He didn't get the hint after a while. So I did end up.
So did
telling,
he keep doing it over and over and over again? Like, he didn't understand that you were uncomfortable.
He didn't get it. Some people just don't get it. Some people need you to help them get it. So what I did was I went to my superior and I just said, he's like a little crazy. It takes a lot to offend me. But we also had an African-American girl join the promo team. And what I didn't want for her is to not only as a female hear what he had to say, but also he wasn't subtle about his racism. And this girl's like 19, you know, she was around my age. And I was like, this is not a good environment for her to be in.
Kudos for protecting her.
So, I mean, it's kind of your job. If you have those convictions where you're not a racist or you're not somebody that, you know, thinks poorly of the other opposite sex, that I think it's your place to put people back in their place.
Now, imagine for a second. Imagine as you're listening to the show that you just found out that Kat is single.
Lucky you.
Are somebody who would like to date Kat. You hear her on the radio, you're like, oh, she sounds interesting. Let's go out on a date. Remember when you were single and we set you up with a listener? Was it Royce? Is that what his name was? Do you remember when we set you guys up?
Yeah. Went across the street at the coffee shop, and then you were like, you got to record the whole thing. So you had me bring that huge recorder because this was 17 years ago. It was like massive, and I had to hide it behind the napkins and record the dates.
What wasn't a love connection there?
What wasn't? Oh, yeah, like, Royce is a very nice guy. He's come to Mexico with us.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I don't know.
What did you not click with, though? Was there just not, I mean, listen, natural attraction is natural attraction. Were you just not attracted?
He was not an ugly man at all. I don't know what it was. Oh, I was dating Derek at the time.
Oh, so you went on a date with another guy for the radio.
Well,
you will do anything for ratings. All right. Yeah. So let's just say you become single again. And somebody wanted to date you.
Can I tell you that is my worst fear? I don't know why it came to mind the other day that, you know, Derek either died or left me and I had to date again. I'm like, I wouldn't know how. I wouldn't want the rejection or to sit there and wake up every morning and look and nobody swiped on me or nobody is interested in me. Oh, my God.
These are the five questions they're now saying you should ask somebody on a date. And they will tell you by their answers whether or not you want to date them.
Is this a mock date?
Yep, a mock date. So let's just say you and I are sitting there. These are the questions I should be asking you to see whether or not you're a good candidate for like a future date.
Okay.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush was probably Michael Chiklis. And that was way back when I was 8 years old. Very unnatural crush. But he had the power of law enforcement on his side, and it was just very attractive.
What's your favorite movie?
I love Fried Green Tomatoes.
God, you are
unbeatable. I love the twist that they ate him at the end. Sorry to ruin it.
What do you spend way too much money on?
I would say any beauty treatments, probably. The Botox will get me, probably.
What's your most impressive skill?
I can hold a fork without wavering with my toes. I just don't have the flexibility to bring it to the mouth.
And
so I can hold it and pick up food. I just can't bring it to my mouth.
So if you were armless, you would starve?
Yeah.
Okay. And last question. What's one song you know word for word?
Nicki Minaj, Super Bass. This one is for the boys in the Boomin system.
So now it's very, very simple. You have to text us, yes or no. Would you be compatible with Kat? Based on those answers.
Do not admit that you are compatible off those answers. Like I said, I would be terrified to start dating. Those are the kind of crap answers I would give because I'd clam up.
You get on the radio in front of hundreds of thousands of people every single week and you couldn't do it face to face?
No, man, no. I would be so worried and nervous of the judgment. Like, I can't see people judging me right now or rolling their eyes or saying, shut up.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Looking for people to give their input based on your five answers. Is Kat dateable? Yes or no?
So I had posted on my Kat page and I didn't realize how crazy it would take off. But have you ever heard or seen anybody that cooked like spaghetti sauce and then added a huge cup of sugar to it?
Oh, I know they do this at a lot of restaurants and they put sugar.
They put sugar in
salads as well.
I literally had no idea that this was a thing. And I just posted a photo of the spaghetti sauce with somebody adding a huge cup of sugar. And people said, yeah, I brown my meat, add seasoning, stir it all in. Then I add 2 tablespoons of sugar, cuts down on the acidity. There's always a whole bunch of sugar in there, so I don't add it. But a lot of people add it to, like, veggie beef soup. A lot of hot dishes, they say.
I think what most people don't realize is if you buy something off the shelf, the odds of it having sugar in it already are tremendously high.
Right, exactly. A lot of people add brown sugar to their pasta sauce. I thought that was, like, really crazy. Did you ever, like, your grandma or your mom or anything like that, or even Trisha, add weird things to a recipe that you wouldn't think belonged?
My grandma put onions in everything. And it wasn't, and it's not the white onions. It was the red ones because she had a big garden. And she would put red onions in everything. Now, when I was a little kid, I remember, I think it was my sister. Yeah, she didn't like the red onions. So my grandma got to puree them. They were almost liquid and then throw them in everything. Uh-huh. Because my sisters wouldn't eat, if she got a chunk of onions in her whatever, hot dish or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so she would puree it so that the taste was in there, but you wouldn't crunch an onion.
I can't get enough onion. I wonder if I have a deficiency or something, but I have a cousin that adds sour cream to everything. Like if she'll bring a cake, like a bundt cake or something, she'll make sure that you know that she added her sour cream. Like it's like a huge secret, but I don't think it is.
I saw a commercial last night where somebody was dipping strawberries and sour cream.
Yeah.
And I almost threw up. I was
a dollop
like, what
of
is
daisy.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, who does that? Is that a regional thing? Because I have never put sour cream on any fruit.
Yeah. I was just very surprised at how many people added sugar to their spaghetti sauce.
I'm trying to get sugar out of my family's diet.
Yeah.
Much less put it in. You know what I mean?
That seems crazy.
I bet you that's an old school thing. That's a handed down thing. I bet if you were.
Most of these comments are, yeah, my grandma used to do this all the time. Or I sure do. My grandma taught me to use a quarter cup. So.
And how big was your grandma?
Yeah.
93 pounds, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I get we're all evolving and we're no longer on a kill it and eat it once a day kind of mentality like the cavemen were.
Yeah.
But how did our grandparents put sugar in everything, drink whiskey every day, smoke 4 packs of cigarettes and live to be 100?
I know. Like, oh my God. Speaking of cigarettes, I was at Savers. And I don't know what I was looking for.
What an endorsement
what
for Savers.
What
good
was
job.
I looking for? Oh, my God. I just stopped in. But
refries.
I saw one of those little Marlboro leather packs like that your auntie had. And you'd like clip it open and her lighter would be in there. Everything would fit in there. And maybe a couple of bucks for you to run and get.
I remember coming home from college and on the center island of my parents' house would be their 2 cigarette packs, the leather packs that could hold the lighter.
Your dad had one, too?
My dad had one, too.
Oh, funny.
Very bougie.
Yeah, very bougie.